I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the National Labor Relations Board has overturned a law in a way that'll make it harder for contractors and workers at franchise businesses to form unions. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what this means for businesses and for the people who work there.
Back in 2015, an NLRB ruling said contract workers at a recycling center were jointly employed by a third-party staffing firm and the recycling business they worked for. This latest ruling found that workers can only be recognized as employees when a firm has what's known as direct control over workers. Matt Haller is with the International Franchise Association.
Nobody likes to have two bosses, and yesterday's ruling helps clarify where responsibility lies, direct and immediate control.
Opponents of the move say this will limit the ability of workers to collectively bargain. Paul Secunda teaches labor law at Marquette University. He says employees at a McDonald's franchise, for example, will have less leverage with their bosses.
You're organizing 10 employees against a local franchisee as opposed to organizing tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of employees against, you know, the corporate parent in Illinois. There's a huge difference.
The NLRB has a history of shifting decisions according to which party is in control. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.